USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Authorities say they've taken a 28-year-old man into custody half a continent away in connection with four high-profile student murders in Moscow, Idaho. Police reportedly took Brian Koberger into custody in northeastern Pennsylvania Friday. Moscow Police Chief James Fry reacting to the news.
These murders have shaken our community, and no arrest will ever bring back these young students.
A motive for the killings is still not known, and Koberger must still undergo extradition back to Idaho. Meanwhile, news that he reportedly conducted a study asking criminals how they selected their targets and how they felt as they committed the crimes.
The Daily Mail reported that in a post online made back in May that's since been deleted, Koberger appealed to criminals on Reddit, asking them to share their experiences to help him with his college studies. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Heavy rain and flooding threats stretch across Central and Southern California and the West Coast heading into the weekend, with as much as 10 inches of rainfall possible in some mountainous areas. Meteorologist Scott Rowe is with the National Weather Service office in Sacramento, California.
It's been a while since many people have seen periods of rain that have lasted this long, so let folks be mindful of any sort of dangers that may come with that water.
Forecasters expect the rain to be finished by New Year's Day, but say more is possible in the next week. Things appear to be back to normal for Southwest Airlines following a chaotic week for the company. Only a little over 40 flights, or 1%, have been canceled by the company. The number is a huge drop from the almost 3,000 each of the past few days, which accounted for roughly 60% of all flights from the airline. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says there was a systemic failure to modernize the computer software that controls work schedules and routes plans. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
The U.S. House Ways and Means Committee releasing its long-sought-after Trump tax records, releasing 6 years of the former president's taxes for public scrutiny on Friday. Democratic member of the committee, Judy Chu, says the info sheds light on millions of dollars in losses faced by the Trump household prior to his White House run and during his time in office.
He claimed that he was a great businessman leading up to his election. But what this shows is that he had mammoth business losses.
Trump and his wife Melania declared negative income on 4 of the 6 annual tax return documents. In addition, the Trump Hotel in D.C. showed massive losses during his term in office. The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says she regretted her post-2020 election texts and statements warning that Democrats tried to steal the election. That's according to a transcript of an interview Virginia Thomas participated in with the House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Thomas, in the interview, denied discussing any of the post-2020 election causes with her husband. She said the two have an, quote, ironclad rule not to talk about pending cases in the high court. And at the box office, Avatar: The Way of Water is now the third highest grossing film in the pandemic era. The sequel film has brought in over $1.1 billion at the worldwide box office. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.